I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Want to find a job with the best future career advancement opportunity? There is one out there, pays over $100,000 a year, strongly recommended by people who do it, and it's not in the world of tech. We're talking about tax managers. An analysis of millions of employee reviews on the Glassdoor job site puts that job at the top of the heap. Let's learn more about this. Live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now, Amanda Stancil, Glassdoor Senior Economic Research Analyst. What the heck is a tax manager?
Yeah, so tax managers usually come from accounting, econ, business backgrounds, and they use their accounting and tax skills along with management skills, and as we said, very clear, strong career paths.
What does a person need to have in terms of education to be a tax manager?
So they usually come from undergrad, so college degree backgrounds, and most of them have CPA licenses.
I also see that second on your career opportunity list is a job title that didn't even exist a few years ago, Salesforce developer. These are not people who work for the software giant, right?
No, so they work for clients and at in-house companies, and they help companies manage and build infrastructure to make use of all of the data coming in through Salesforce to help build their business.
So say I'm a college student right now. What kind of courses should I be taking and what kind of degrees should I be looking at?
So depending on your interests, definitely want to do something that you're passionate about. You can use this list as a tool to find something that interests you. So whether you want to go into tech, you could look into taking programming courses to be a data scientist. If you're interested in healthcare, you can start taking those bio prereqs to get ready for being a dentist or a physician assistant. So there's a variety of roles on here for everyone.
If I want to make the most money possible, I'll be a strategy manager, it says here. What is that?
So this often works in a business development role and combines using analytical and communication to help businesses make decisions.
How about being a dentist? That's 18th on your roll. That seems a little bit out of the line of the rest of your companies and or the rest of your jobs.
Yeah. So, according to reviews left on Glassdoor, which is one of the leading job sites, we collect data from employees on what it's actually like to work in these roles. So dentists do rate really highly for career opportunities.
Also nursing managers and a lot of software development and developing jobs, right? That seems to be kind of heavy on your list.
Yes, we do see it. So almost half of these roles are tech roles, and I think this is a lot driven by the need for people with these skills. So employers are being really good about offering really great career paths, helping them learn, take on responsibilities, and grow in their careers.
Tech does still seem to be, as you said, most of these jobs are. That's really where the employment is today, especially in the Bay Area, huh?
Yes. And so we have done previous research here at Glassdoor. So if you want to work at a tech company, there's roles both in tech and non-tech. So you don't have to know how to code to get a job at one of these highly coveted tech companies.
Thank you, Amanda Stancil, Glassdoor Senior Economic Research Analyst. Again, at the top of their heap, tax manager. A lot of jobs available.